Ervin Pekhas Mishnahe Hamaniach Beso Vahalach Lishbois Biracharis. We're dealing here with a person that leaves his house and he temporarily for a Shabbos goes to a different city. Echad Nachri v'Echad Yisrael. Whether it's a non-Jew or Yisrael, Hareza Oyser, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So Meir says that even though nobody's living in this house, this Shabbos, it's a Dira B'loi Balim, Shma Dira. That a house that doesn't have somebody that's occupying it, that's still considered a dira, and it's going to aser everybody else, just like if a person was actually living in this house on this Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Einu Oyser. Yehuda says it does not aser, because a dira b'loi balim is not considered a dira. Rabbi Yossi Omer Nachri Oyser Yisrael Einu Oyser Shein Derech Yisrael Lavoi B'Shabbos. So Rabbi Yossi agrees that a dira b'loi balim lav shma dira. That if nobody's living in the house, that's not considered a place of dwelling, so wouldn't aser it, just like Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. However, the chshash is that a non-Jew may return on Shabbos. So therefore, even if the non-Jew is temporarily gone before Shabbos going somewhere else, he will aser it. You'll need to do with a non-Jew, you need to do what you need to do to have him rent it to you, whatever we said previously, in order to get out of this. But Yisrael is Einu Oyser. Why? She'ein derech Yisrael lovi b'Shabbos, because if a Jew is gone before Shabbos, mistama he's not coming back on Shabbos. And the case by the guy is that the guy is less than one day of travel away. Because if he's really far away, we're not choshesh he's going to return. That's what the Tiferes Yisrael explains. And also, he brings, like we've said previously, that the only time a guy asers a chotzer is when there's two Jews in the chotzer. If it's just one Jew, I believe according to the way we hold, it wouldn't aser it. Like we had in the beginning of the sixth parak. Now the next sheet, Rabbi Shimon, he agrees with both Rabbi Yehuda and B.I.C. However, he's going to add one case that's going to be mutter. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu hiniach beis of halach lishbeis etzel bito ba'isar ir. Even if a person goes out of his house and he goes to stay by his daughter and son-in-law, even in the same city. So you would think that maybe since he's in the same city, he's going to come right back on Shabbos. Nevertheless, his current house that's in the city that you are, which he left, is not going to aser all the other houses there. It's a dira b'loi balim. He's not going to be there. He's not going to return. Why? Shekvar hisiya milibo. Because in his heart, in his mind, he's not going to be returning to that house on Shabbos. He's going to be hanging out with his daughter and son-in-law. Dafka, the daughter and son-in-law, because it seems that in that case, the father wants to hang out with his son-in-law and his daughter. Nobody fights in that situation, it seems. But when it comes to his son and his daughter-in-law, there, what I guess happens is that they start to get into arguments. And if it's his daughter-in-law and his son, we can't assume he's not going to return. We have to be choshish that he is going to return. And then, according to Rabbi Shimon, that's going to aser it.